For the 6th, 1983, I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to the riot in cell block number 9, known as Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It is 9:01 p.m. Sunday night, March 16th, that's Eastern Standard Time, in the year 2008. And thank you for joining me. I'm sorry if I sound a little slow-minded. It's been a very, very busy week, and filled with all sorts of entertainment. And I'm working very, very hard to get ready for the retreat in April, more than you might imagine. And we're really crossing some new ground. And I'm not really sure how much to discuss publicly, but we'll see how far it goes. I sort of alluded to that in an email. Speaking of an email, we've had all sorts of rumors this week. Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that we're coming to you tonight from the Allentown Correctional Facility, Federal Correctional Facility, where I'm incarcerated, but the warden has been kind enough to provide me with access to the telephone. And heck, my friends, aren't you a little tired of the rumors? I felt motivated to send out an email earlier in the week because what I would have announced as the latest rumor, however, it's not. There's a new rumor that came out today. But the latest rumor was that I had been arrested, and what else was there with that? Well, I had been arrested and taken into custody, or something of that sort. And I sent out an email to let everyone know that they should not be so gullible as to believe everything they read on the Internet. In fact, this morning when I was watching television in the background, thank goodness, the Fox Sunday morning program was on, I believe it was, and lo and behold, there was the dead Henry Paulson, waxing poetic about all the things he knows not about. I you know, you listen to that man talk and you wonder, is he really the United States trustee? Was all that power entrusted to this poor sap? As everyone knows, the dollar's in real trouble. But, of course, the dollar is real trouble, which is something the economists don't really talk about. They're as in the dark as the attorneys and the accountants are as to who they're really working for. But anyway, so let me dispel the rumors about any arrests or any other nonsense, and warn you not to believe everything you read on the Internet. Here's an email I read about 20 minutes before the program, if that, and it asked for my opinion. She said the U.S. is headed for martial law. Overtly, this is an email that was sent to her, wanted my opinion on it. The U.S. is headed for martial law overtly within the next 2 to 3 months. I was called last night by some very reliable sources telling me that the roundup of Americans has begun and that the dollar collapses in it. Now, folks, I have another email to read you. This is one that came in only a couple of hours ago about me. And I was on the floor laughing. That music means that there's a break coming. And we'll discuss some of the use of the Internet and what a journalist's perspective would be thereabout, considering I spent my early years as a journalist, and how vigilant we should be to being overt saps to our friends. We'll be back in a moment.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. We have a lot to talk about tonight. First topic about discernment is actually very important. Those of you who have listened to the program a bit or been present at one of our seminars are probably well aware that I consider it very important to be able to read between the lines, to read the white on the page, as Victoria Joy used to say, to be able to examine what is really being said when you receive some form of communication from Big Brother. And no group of people, no population on this planet should have greater discernment than so-called patriots. And the reason should be obvious to everyone listening tonight. It's because patriots deal in deception every day. Patriots are the patriot community is the only community on planet Earth that understands overtly that the world is operating under a fictional system of law with fictional substitutes taking the place of living men. There's no other population that has that conscious awareness, except perhaps the owners of the Federal Reserve Bank. And so we are expected to be discerning people. More importantly, sometimes our lives and the quality of our lives depends upon our ability to discern what is being said. Where other people see tragedy in an IRS letter, sometimes we see amusement. We see essence and style and character within letters, and we should be able to bring the same thing to bear to this this cesspool of unverified information known as the Internet. I once was quite successfully scammed. My daughter and I paid for it quite handily in my practice. The gal who worked for us wasn't really even who she said she was. And I finally found out, I did a little investigation, I went to the various courts and found out that she had had a conviction for scheming to defraud, and in fact, everything she told us was a complete fraud. And so I called up her former employer after I confronted her with it and let her go, obviously. I called up the former employer, spoke to a gal working in that office, and she was very kind to hold a candid conversation with me. And she said, oh, yeah, I picked her out within the first couple of weeks. I hired her. And within a couple of weeks, I went in and told the doctor I made a big mistake and we need to get rid of her, and threw myself on his mercy. And I felt embarrassed that this girl had been with me for a year. Well, all the signs were there, but as a friend said to me, the fault is yours, not hers, because you heard what you wanted to hear. Now, I didn't plan to even mention that tonight. It just occurred to me. That is a perfect example. I was a complete dunce, a complete moron. She was telling me what I wanted to hear, and I desperately wanted to hear what she was telling me. And it caused tragedy. In fact, it was one of the factors in us closing that practice. Let me suggest that as a former journalist, if I was susceptible to such a thing, then all of us are susceptible to such a thing, no matter how much we've worked on, what is it, the left portion of the brain? Or maybe it's the right. Well, whatever the hell the portion is that is supposed to be discerning as opposed to the portion of the brain that the public schools work on, which is supposed to drown all of that in deception and certain emotions. Well, when we get in nonsense about Henry Paulson being dead and then it mushrooms, it's not so much the story, but it's the reaction that I see people have, or the Nocera scam. I watched that for years. I watched all the guys in my group just literally pray to that Nocera email, and I'm reading it as a former journalist and professional writer and saying, my goodness, guys, this is written by someone in high school. The emotions that are being used here are so base and so obvious and transparent. You can't possibly be expecting the government, the fictional government, to be overthrown by a secret conspiracy of secret government employees who are working in concert with this one fellow, the Dove, or whatever the heck he or she called herself. I mean, it was laughable to me. So I guess my powers of discernment grew to a degree. And all of you who still believe in that, if you want to hate me for it, my apologies. I'm not looking to insult anyone, but the email is filled with those. It's filled with phony pictures and other things. We really have to be discerning, because when we stake our word and our reputation to people who don't know any better without having the true facts, then we have indicted our own judgment and hence the belief system that we espouse to others. So be careful. Let me read you an email that came in, as I said, an hour or two ago. Someone sent me, they wanted me to be aware of. And this was an anonymous email sent from one party to another, although I know who the party is. And it said, yes, Sam was raided and his wife has not been the same ever since. And I'm telling you, the food came out of my mouth and I literally slipped off the floor and started laughing hysterically. And the reason is because my wife has not been the same, but not from any raid. She hasn't been the same since the day she said yes to me, the poor woman. So I forgive her that. Anyway, this is pretty laughable to me. And then it went on to say, I heard he cut a deal and is the agent to mislead people with jacked up Patriot information. I heard the big bus date. Now, here's the next piece. Now we need to scare everyone to damage whatever the future holds. I heard the big bus date for all those using Sam's BIC is May 19th, 2008. Folks, mark that day on your calendar. We're all going to be arrested on May 19th, and they're doing such a good job of it. They let the information out in advance so we can all protect our computer systems and everything else. I would encourage those who use BIC to rescind those instruments ASAP. I'll tell you why this party made that statement in a minute. I got this information from, now hang on to your hats, a highly reliable international broker on the inside. Do you have to hear any more than that? This is for your ears only. Why not just say, please send it out to everyone on your list? If you share, this is for your ears only, but if you share, please leave my name out of Glenn Berklowitz's drama. I have no idea what that means. Just trying to give you a heads up, I am happy Spirit directed me early on that he was full of, and then there's a four-letter word that begins with S, so now we have the invectives. Etc., etc. Now, folks, the first thing that I think is important is that in these kinds of situations, this is really no different than what the courts do to you and what IRS do to you. And you're going to succumb to the siren song of the pagan devil to enter argument if you even think twice about these things. And I'm holding this out just as a lesson. I'm reminded of, I think it was Matthew Chapter 5, love your enemies and pray for those who would prosecute or persecute you. And I think I wrote that in an email today to somebody. And the party who would write something like this really deserves our forgiveness and even more deserves our prayers. I can tell you how this particular thing got started. This party sent me an email from out of nowhere saying, I am shocked that your instruments don't mention unconditional promise to pay. And I had to point out that I gave some kind of biblical response and mentioned that I don't really care what the UCC says and that I've never seen an instrument, promissory note that says unconditional promise to pay. That's understood. And that more importantly, we know who we are and what we're trying to do with our instruments. And that was not taken very well, and this party went off the deep end and apparently has been on a big vendetta over that mere slight ever since. This is what happens when people pray to multiple pagan gods. I won't say more than that, and I'm going to mention names. I'm going to ask everyone, actually, who hears my voice to join me in a 15-second silent prayer for this particular individual and pray that this party is somehow led into the kingdom and abandons paganism. Anyway, thank you, folks. I also view, whenever I'm confronted by a difficult situation, I tend to try to view it as an opportunity for growth. I ask myself, the same as I ask myself on IRS presentments or any others, what are we really looking at here? I ask myself, what does the Lord intend by this lesson? What are they telling me? And I received a couple of emails over the last couple of days. I shouldn't say I did. Brian did. I haven't been on emailing much because I am literally up to my nostrils trying to prepare what is going to be an explosion of technology. We are at a threshold, just like BIC was an enormous breakthrough, the likes of which we had never expected. The next step goes beyond that quantum jump. Anyway, that music means I have to shut up for about 3 minutes, which should make a number of people happy. I know one person it'll make happy. And when we come back, we will talk a bit about what the Lord's good lesson was in this email and what we can expect in our sovereign ways over the next couple of months.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. This is Sam Kennedy coming to you from the Allenwood Federal Correction Facility. Yeah, I'm joking. I'm joking. So anyway, as I was saying, I'm thrilled at the outpouring of sentiment that has been shown for Pay It Forward. As you probably know, I announced 2 weeks ago a law merchant leadership retreat to be held April 24th, and about 84-85% of the seats are already filled, and that's with a strident screening process. And folks, please do not take it personally if the screening process screens you out, because the people that I've asked to do the screening are working on a set of criteria, and prior attendance is not necessarily a pass to get in this time. It really depends on a number of things. What have you done with the information that you've gleaned from the previous seminar or seminars you've attended? Have you put it to good use? Have you used it just for yourself? If you've used it just for yourself, then there would be less of an inclination to favor you over someone new who has given us some sort of testimony or evidence to their intention to mentor others consistent with our mentoring contract, a covenant of mentoring that we have constructed that each attendee will have to sign. But I'm actually glorified by the outpouring of sentiment that I've seen. It has been overt. People have sent the kindest emails one after the other saying, we are so thrilled that you're finally doing it this way. And we pledge to do this, that, and the other thing, and most of that, I presume, is sincere. I trust in the goodness of mankind, and thank you for it, and thank you for filling this up so quickly. I might say it has been hell. My goodness, we've all worked so hard, and we've tried our best to do a good job. We are caught up, by the way, and that's something that I think is very important. Before I forget, Vernon, if you're listening to me, please send us an email and clear out your email box, because your material that we're trying to send you is bouncing back. And folks, we are caught up. So if you have not received a confirmation or a response of some sort to your application, if you put your application in at theretreat@hush.com, sometime within 48 hours back, in other words, if it was received, let's even say 24 to 48 hours ago or earlier than that, a week ago, whatever, and you haven't heard, then please send us an email, because then for some reason the confirmation or the communication did not arrive with you. But anyway, thank you for the outpouring. Now, the reason I bring that up is, why did I bring that up? Oh, yes. The whole idea of holding this particular seminar is twofold. Number one, it's to assemble a core of like-minded people who are willing to enter a contractual relationship that says, I will do X amount of pro bono work, and in return for that, I appreciate the materials you're sharing with us. And believe me, we are sharing materials with you. You won't have seen anything like this, including the approach that we're using, which won't be for everyone, but an approach that we're using, especially in judicial cases. I think I described it in an email as hotter and blazing. It really is blazing. It won't be for everyone, but we have the watered-down versions. That doesn't mean, well, that's a terrible word, terrible choice of words. We have the N series and the BICC series. The N series is something most of you will be familiar with, except in five separate packages with varying amounts of paperwork and bells and whistles. The C series will be for those who are true law merchants and virtually have no fear or little fear. And the surprise will be a step beyond that. If you absolutely know who you are and you intend to take complete charge and control in any judicial case. So we're going to have all levels there. It's going to be fascinating. This is like nothing that has ever been presented before, and I'm not saying that to hold myself out as better or superior or even unique. This is just different than anything you've seen before, and it's only the start of where we're heading. We have some big plans I've spoken about. I've mentioned on the air a couple of times for 2008 and early 2009. Anyway, what I think the Lord is trying to do by this email that I just read you is allow us to really cleanse the people that we're communicating with. If you went ahead and violated the Lord's caution against slander among your people, I think that was in Leviticus, maybe chapter 19, or when he spoke about gossip, I think that was in Proverbs. What did he say? It goes down to a man's innermost parts or something to that effect. And excuse, my memory isn't great. I was telling that to someone tonight. I can't even remember prescription generic names to drugs anymore. I talk to friends of mine who are in practice, and they think I'm a complete moron. They have to tell me the name of the drug and its brand name, because I just don't retain that stuff anymore. I don't retain phone numbers. I don't even know my own phone numbers. Feeble-minded. But anyway, I'll tell you when we return. We'll have a long segment. We'll spend a couple of minutes on how we're cleansing our email rolls. And also, I'm going to read to you from the attorney repellent package, hot off my desk only yesterday. Don't go away, folks. You'll want a pen and paper, or at least listen carefully in the archives to the attorney repellent letter.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friends. So, in about 2 or 3 minutes, we'll get on to the attorney repellent package, and then I think we'll probably delve into some of the new technology. And you may be a little shocked when you hear it. I'll pull up the defibrillators, get the oxygen tanks. I'll try and take it easy on you. But anyway, back to this topic for the final time. If you can't discern between a credible report on the internet and this kind of nonsense, if you start believing anonymous reports from big-time insiders, folks, if you believe the kinds of things that are obviously written, I don't want to be insulting, but they're not crafted well, we should say, and they're obviously filled with all sorts of emotional and ego-driven things, then you're not a candidate for doing commercial remedies. You are really placing yourself at risk, and I don't want you on my email list. If you are violating the Lord's edict not to slander your neighbor and not to gossip, then I don't want you on our email list. You don't belong there. I'm going to issue a restraining order. I don't even want you within 100 feet of me. I don't want you in the stall next to me at the airport, Senator Larry Craig. Uh-oh. Now I can see the emails tomorrow. Sam Kennedy is a lowlife, homosexual, pagan, child molesting, mass murderer. How's that? Or he aspires to be a child molesting, mass murderer. So anyway, folks, show some discretion. And when you get a report that Henry Paulson has been taken prisoner in Germany, my God, use your common sense before you pass it on and perpetuate. I mean, if I was an FBI man, if I was running the FBI office in Washington, here's what I would, how I would start all of my meetings at the beginning of the day, or I would send out a directive to all the field officers. Each day we want you to start your meeting with one of the mass mailings among those wily patriots, and they would grab their cups of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, put their feet up on their desk, all to get together and have a great laugh at the things that we accept as normal. Come on, folks. We can do better than that. And the Lord requires us to do better than that, okay? The fact that this nonsense is directed at me, now you're forewarned that if you see something directed at me, you know, don't give it a lot of credence. Watch, I'll be raided tomorrow and arrested and no one will believe me. That'll be interesting. Put out a call, hey, bring me the Ritz, and no one comes. But really, look at things with a discerning eye, okay? And by the way, my attitude about being raided and arrested is simple, and I've made it clear. I view it as nothing more than an opportunity to disassemble another judicial body. And that's exactly what I'll do unless they kill me. So, that said, why don't we move on to an important topic, a positive topic. As you know, I don't really like to talk about, and it pains me to talk about controversies and negative things. It just feeds them. But this is a topic that really is directed at your discernment and your ability to protect yourself from the rumors that can get you into trouble. And, you know, bring the same discernment to bear on anything I say and any technology I suggest or Victoria suggests or Sam Davis suggests or Winston suggests or Kevin Hines suggests or Tom Schultz suggests. It's your responsibility. It's your life. Don't let anyone bully you into doing something that you don't agree with. And that's why I don't tell people what to do. I don't even make suggestions. I suggest they might consider what I would do in a situation. If, now this is a big if they're ready at that particular stage in their knowledge, skill, and evolution to even warrant making that consideration. And unless you own the technology, a cliche, yes, but a true statement also, unless you own that technology, not someone else's research, not a promissory note that you get from me as a template, and then you write me and say, well, it doesn't say unconditional. You know what my real response is that I'm thinking in my head? Well, hell, then put the word unconditional on it if that's what you like. Do you think when I started writing my own things, I was sending out emails to the guy who I got the template from saying, I don't like that? Or no, that was the starting point. Sometimes I'd have questions on why he did something. But ultimately, it had to become mine, and that's why the newest instruments don't look at all like the previous instruments, because it took me a while to grow into what it was I was trying to say. And that's when you own it, because then when you know what you're trying to say and someone questions you about it, you say, excuse me, don't you have A, B, C, D? Don't you have a mortgage? Don't you pay by your signature? So what's going on here? I know exactly what I'm doing. You mean to tell me you don't know what I mean by return of funds to the source? You didn't bring your check, my check, with you? Well, you better go back to the office and find out what's happening, because now you're holding the liability, and I'm going to hold you liable, both civilly and criminally. I may even move you into a de jure setting and hold you liable there. You don't know what that means? Go check with your supervisor, but get off my property now before I arrest you. Now, that's owning the situation. It's just an example. All right, here's a letter, we'll probably share all of it, from the attorney repellent package that no one has other than me because I just wrote it yesterday. And this is based upon a situation where you're already involved with an attorney, so it's not the contract dispute settlement package, but the attorney comes calling. And so you send them a very brief letter and a process that we put together whereby we put him in a position where he has to state a claim. And if he doesn't, he fails to state the claim, and then either you're done and you receive that certification that he failed to state a claim and failed to exhaust his administrative remedy, and you use that to defend the lawsuit. But who the hell wants to defend the lawsuit in equity, even with that proof? Why not transfer the liability and pay him anyway? Think about that, folks. Would you rather defend a lawsuit in equity? Here's my counterclaim. And yes, I was teaching counterclaim, but we have a better way now, I think. Here's my counterclaim. He has confessed. Here's public record number such and such. I see no defect in it in which it has been certified that he failed to state a claim. There is no claim. He waived all rights to protest. And what else? He failed to exhaust his administrative remedy. Hence, 12b-6, get out of here. That's Rule 12b-6, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. And there's a state version of all of that. In other words, he didn't do what the court says he has to do, which is to try to settle this privately. Because a judge can walk all over that in 2 seconds, because the judge is not working for you. He is, but he doesn't know it. The judge is there to inhibit your remedy, of course, if you come in as a non-attorney. So if you come in as that Border Patrol guy said to me, "You're one of those," that I felt like I had a halo over my head. Yeah, and I'll even show you the wounds on my back. So would you rather come in and try and defend even with those stipulations in equity, or would you rather pay the darn thing and use your collection agency and other enforcement strategies to rope him in and keep him on his toes, keep him in commerce? So even if they fail to respond, I like to go further and pay them. And as I've said in previous programs, we can pay them even though they don't make an offer to us. We can simply insure their acts of omission and commission, insure them against all good faith actions taken in good faith, acts of commission and omission taken in good faith. And if there's anything taken in bad faith, it falls on you, buddy, to defend personally, because if it's taken in bad faith, your scope of powers and your bond, your public bond, sure as heck are not going to cover you. So anyway, here's what we have concocted. This is a first draft. It may be a bit cumbersome. Thank you for your kind offer of a particular date to expand funds under public policy. How many of you have heard that line from me a million times? Because it really does wake people up. What the heck is he talking about? But he does seem to know what he's talking about. Maybe he's not a kook. Your statement regarding litigation, that's if they threaten litigation. You know how those letters come in, right? If you don't respond by such and such, then we will be litigating. We'll be taking you to court, buddy. If you'd like to avoid court, then kiss my ass. That's basically what the letter says. So we say your statement regarding litigation would be a violation of the statute staple clause of the contract or whatever it was to which you refer, which mandates private negotiation. Now, that, of course, is if the controversy is based on a contract that you drew up, which stated that under the CITES clause, that the law of this contract is the agreement of the parties. This contract is not subject to any meddling or impairment or any foreign jurisdiction. You get a statement like that through, you can kiss the court goodbye. Here's a copy of the contract. I'm holding you liable. Don't dare show your face. There is no controversy. And if they do, then you pay them and start the ball rolling or remove them or other things. So anyway, it says the contract for sale to which you refer, which mandates private negotiation. Now, that sentence is the closest you'll ever see me come to argument. But we put that in so he has a context of where we're coming from, that there is no controversy. Let's not even go there. As foreign impairments of the private law, capital L, of the contract are prohibited, I am attaching payment in the amount of, well, let's make it good, $2 million, which is the value of your offer to expand funds under public policy. So that's a case where he did send us a letter saying, all right, you asked, and when they respond to that request for the statement of a claim and exhausting their administrative remedy, they put in an amount, they always respond with some little dig about your offer to accept liability. Because they're thinking equity. I got him now. He admitted liability. And we're doing all the things that the insurance companies tell you never to do, of course, because we're not worried about insurance. We're fully willing to stand fully liable for our decisions and our signature. So if you did receive a claim from him, an invoice, a statement of account, a letter, whatever, then it says, as far, I am attaching payment in the amount of $2 million, which is the value of your offer to expand funds under public policy added to the co-creditor fee previously established by the parties at, and in here I wrote $50 million. So it might have to, if you have a $50 million co-claimant fee, your payment to him might be in the order of $50,242,000 or whatever he is claiming under public policy. So it represents the value of your offer to expand funds under public policy added to the co-creditor fee previously established by the parties at $50 million per impairment, comma, about which you were previously advised. See, so during the earlier controversy, he was told, I'm a creditor, don't step on this contract. If you impair my claim, then we will consider that an offer to become a creditor in my claim, my perfected security interest against the debtor, and the co-claimant fee is $50 million previously established by the parties. All right. This goes on to say, a copy of my, by the way, my apologies to all those people who are making transcripts right now. I can just see your dizzy little fingers dancing away because I'm talking a mile a minute, and my apologies for that. Must be the Adirondack spring water peach flavor I had before the program. And it goes on to say, a copy of my perfected security interest in legal fiction, Sam Kennedy, is annexed. Welcome to the contract for sale. Yes, my friends, I actually wrote that in the letter. Welcome, my friend. You are now a co-claimant, co-creditor. And then it goes on to say, first paragraph still, I suggest you read every word which follows. That's what I mean about not playing around with these people. Clearly, in that sentence, we're telling them, I have complete confidence in what I'm about to do, and if I were you, I wouldn't blink and do your little attorney thing. Next paragraph. Let's get to the meat of it. As a further courtesy, I am attaching a photocopy of copy B of the IRS Form 1099 OID report of your tax liability in the set amount, comma, and a photocopy of my Form 1040 authorization for IRS to seize the full value of the funds from your public bond and personal property for a return to the source. That's the end of that paragraph. Now, while it's maybe not the most enjoyable thing to send a copy of a tax return to an attorney, think how simple the ZYA tax return is. And there it is on the bottom. For on page 1, I believe, C-1099 OID for the withholding, and there on the bottom of page 2, $50,248,000 requested refund. Even an attorney will know what that means. Now he has to challenge not just the 1099, but your 1040. Pity the poor fool. Next paragraph. I recognize you may not know what that means. I've known bankruptcy attorneys who never heard of HJR 192. As your prodigious law school education may not have explored public policy under the U.S. Bankruptcy of 33, permit me to extend a one-time 10-day offer of immunity. Might be an offer of grace to someone else, but to an attorney it's immunity. During which the filings will be held in escrow as a Christian courtesy. You see, friends, when you own the technology, there are no rules. It's not, well, give them a jab and then faint them with the left and come over the top with the right. You're beyond the rules. It's pure reflex. How you wield the remedies, could be tax remedies, distress warrants, orders of the court, notary subpoenas, other subpoenas, collateral attack, how you wield it and who you are, will, and your determination to wield it, will determine the outcome of your situation. So it's not a rule that we use a 1099 OID in a situation. I use them in lots of different situations, and as you know, I'm relatively new to that enforcement strategy, but I decided that I was going to own it, and I see 100 ways to use it. mostly as a yardstick. Because even if IRS ripped it up and put it in the garbage pail, it sure is leverage to an attorney or someone else. It puts them in a very tough position. And what's the worst he can do? Threaten to bring you up on charges. Well, we've answered that, as you'll see in a moment. And we'll be happy to process the dishonor and send him a bill. So here's what we say. A 10-day offer of immunity during which the filings will be held in escrow as a Christian courtesy. In other words, we don't send in those 1099 OIDs. If you genuinely wish to intrude on my affairs despite registered public record number such and such, certifying your client's stipulation that no controversy exists, heck, we're not going to get this in 30 seconds. Folks, don't go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thanks for joining me. Don't go away. We have a lot more.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, friends. We're in the last couple of minutes before the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, we'll have a one-minute station identification, then we'll be back with the second hour. Anyway, you know, I was thinking about this idea of arrest. Who the heck would want to arrest me? I've put more money into the United States Treasury than George Bush has squandered in Iraq. I've told everybody I can speak to pay all taxes that are due. I tell everybody to file all tax returns that are necessary and required. And anytime you see someone committing an act of a crime against the United States, whether it be treason, insurrection, or theft of funds in the special maritime jurisdiction, I tell you to prosecute them. Now, who on earth is a better friend to the United States than I am? When you think about it, and I'm not being sarcastic. If you hear sarcasm, that's because you're not thinking like a living man. And that includes any FBI agents and Treasury people and Secret Service listening tonight. Anyway, before we get back to that letter, a couple of brief announcements. Victoria Joy, I know, has a seminar. Let me see if I can find it. Victoria's seminar is on March 28th through April 2nd. What's today? 16th. Good. You still have time to book in for that. She's got a couple of them, I believe. And especially if you're a beginner, I believe she's going to be going over the Baylor-Bailey concept and all of that. You'll come out of that a much richer person for it. And you can find out about it at TAMPAUCC. Tampa UCC. Oh, I like that. Hey, you know, that's a lot of fun. That could be a book in and of itself. And if I still had an agent in New York, what I used to do is get these wins and then I'd send them a book proposal I'd whip up. And that would be it. The name of the book would be Deciphering. It would be like a crossword puzzle game of some sort, deciphering email addresses. Imagine the addresses you could create and see if people could figure out what they're saying in a 2-second glance, not a 4-second glance. We could turn it into the next Pictionary. Anyway, it's Tampa UCC or Tamp House, however you interpret it, at gmail.com. And they'll be able to send you a flyer. Oh, that's for another seminar she has, April 25th to the 28th. Well, folks, that's the same weekend as our seminar. So you got a choice now. All right. And the other seminar is in Los Angeles, California, March 28th, and that is Los Angeles Workshops, plural, at yahoo.com. And please don't ask me to spell it. You ought to know how to do that. By the way, if you'd like to, I really encourage you to make a contribution to Cookie Con, Eddie Wife's Con, or Eddie Con's wife. No, I haven't been drinking. I haven't been doing illicit drugs. I have no idea what's going on today. Just the amusement I took at these emails, I really did get a kick out of them. You send a money order made out to Cookie Con to, that's K-O-O-K-I-E, she's Cookie, at P.O. Box 969, Tavares, Florida, 32778. They've been through hell, folks, and if you can help out, that would be a wonderful thing. Also, the Tim Turner Medical Fund, which I believe is being operated by my friend Sam Davis. Send your contribution to Billy Ray Hall, 1613 Wicksburg Road, W-I-C-K-S-B-U-R-G Road, Newton, Alabama, 36352. We'll be back after 1 minute station identification. Don't go away, my friends.